a show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 doesn't really speak for anybody but ourselves.
And we barely do that.
Yeah, not all that well.
Yeah.
We don't speak for any of the A's. You know, none of the A.
It's an A. It's an A. It's an A.
A C. A.
An
A.
An A. An A. An O. A pa. A la. A s- no. Sla.
Sla.
A fa.
Yeah, we don't speak for...
Da.
We don't speak for any of those. As you can tell, we don't speak
we don't speak well for ourselves.
Like,
we don't even speak them that well. Never mind speak out for them.
Yeah, we're not even doing that well.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, it's Halloween. I love Halloween. We're going to talk about it later on, but I dig it.
We'll
not
actually
so
be,
much me.
We actually do a recording on Halloween night, don't we?
You know why I don't dig it?
Why don't you
because
dig
where
it?
We have Starbucks, it's right in front of Party City, and every single mom with kids is there, which isn't really that bad. I mean, the view is okay, but there's no parking, and no one knows how to park. Shelley was stressing in the parking lot.
Stressing?
Yeah. Please.
No, because Shelley never stresses about anything.
No. Did you borrow any trouble? Were you going to get hit by anybody?
No.
That's only because I was driving.
Ooh.
You know what that means.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. That strange sound in my dudes there for a minute. Oh, before Shelley gets into this.
What?
Speaking of my dudes, I'm sitting on a chair in front of my store.
Yes.
And there is a broken part of the chair that has a little triangular piece of plastic that sticks out.
Where?
My friend Don from the program comes by with his wife. I go to stand up real quick. I put my hands on the arms of the chair. I stand up. Rip! Oh, my God. Probably a 7-inch rip in the back of my pants in the middle of my workday.
Underwear was sticking out?
No.
Oh, good.
It would have been had I had any.
Oh.
Fortunately, I was wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt that was long enough to cover said hole.
Oh, good.
Until I went to my meeting, and I went to plug in my phone. And I bent down to plug in my phone. I heard people behind me go, oh, hey. I'm like, oops.
Hey, Bruce, going to prison?
Yeah.
That's not the first time you've mooned that meeting.
Yeah, I actually, no, you know what?
You make
no,
a habit
this
of it.
Was a, this was a rip, though. This wasn't like a hole in the jeans. This was.
Yeah, the other one wasn't either. The entire, your entire butt cheek was hanging out.
No, this rip was 7 inches long. And this was, there was entire butt cheek hanging out of this, pocket gone, everything. It was bad.
Okay, in Riverside, California.
Not that far.
Yes. The plague is coming. Dun, dun, dun.
Zombie apocalypse?
A ground squirrel that had been collected in the San Jacinto Mountains was found with Yersinia pestis.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Don't get any on you. The hell is Yersinia pestis?
It's a plague flea.
That's bubonic
plague. A
plague
flea. Yersinia pestis is a plague flea.
That's
a
black
that's got
death.
Bubonic pl-
that's black death.
Yes.
Plague. That's real McCoy Black Death.
Yep, it was.
What did it kill, Shelley, back in the day? Like half the population of the world?
Like a third.
World? A third of the population
Who found
of the
it?
Known world.
County officials. They do a sweep every now and then, collect a few animals, test for various things like Hanta and stuff like that. And, they advise that anyone with symptoms or who has been in the area to contact their doctor immediately.
Wow. Blood starts running out of your eyes and ears. You'll probably contact your doctor immediately
time
anyway.
To go.
Yeah.
But thanks for letting me know in case that happens.
But they said that the risk of contracting the plague is low.
Hi, Doc. I have blood running out of my eyes. Can you get me in this week?
No, I'm totally booked.
Can you?
What kind of insurance do you have?
Can you call 911?
What's the number?
Yeah, bubonic plague. Not good.
In time for the release of the new Hobbit film, New Zealand is releasing new money that has Bilbo Baggins and Gandalf the Wizard on it. And it's actual legal tender.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You know what? That's kind of the feeling I had when I heard the Hobbit movie. Really?
Yeah.
Because after Lord of the Rings 1, 2, and 3, the Hobbit movie is going to seem lame by comparison. There's no big battles or any of that. There shouldn't be any of that stuff.
Aren't we pretty much hobbited out by now? Hobbita.
Now, I read The Hobbit years and years and years ago. I've read the trilogy more recently than that. But wasn't The Hobbit just sort of like a big long trip?
The Hobbit has a lot of the Shire in it. I mean, it's like them hanging out in the Shire.
But then they go on a journey.
Yeah, but it's not a journey where there's battles and stuff
right.
like that.
Right, no, it's just a trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a boring movie. I'm going to go on.
Bunch of guys with big ears and big feet walking?
I'm going to go on. Basically. Guys with big hairy feet. I'm going to go on record saying I'm not even sure I'm going to go see it.
Now, I don't exactly know how to pronounce the name of this city, but if you read it, it says Assa Woman.
That's an awesome name.
I don't know what you would ask a woman, but this is in Virginia.
I know what you might axe a woman.
This is in Virginia. Cassie Bernard went horseback riding, took her lesson last week.
Assa Woman.
And her lesson was abruptly ended because a foot-long hunk of raw chicken fell out of a cloudless sky and hit her in the head. And that was not the only piece of chicken.
What?
Apparently, three rather large chunks of chicken abruptly fell from the sky. I don't know if that's a sign of the end times or not, you know, raw chicken falling from the sky, but she was wearing her riding helmet, so she only suffered minor bumps up to the head.
Now, what kind of weather was it, does it say?
It said cloudless sky.
That's weird, because normally, you know, there's tornado, dust devil, tears the chicken apart, throws it up in the air. I mean, there's been places in the Midwest where a cow has fallen out of the sky, but usually associated with a tornado.
Is there a Chicken Little story here somewhere?
No, it's just
the sky was falling?
They think that it may have been some sort of a bird, a predator bird, like a seagull or a hawk or something like that, had picked up somehow pieces of chicken from a processing plant that's a few miles away.
And was throwing them at people riding horses?
Basically. Hoping to, hey, see if you can hit that one.
You know what? I could, you know.
Bombs away.
Yeah. Well, apparently this is chicken that already looks processed then.
Well, they're chicken parts. It was like a half a chicken that fell on her.
Well, because we used to have a barn owl in the palm trees across from my parents' house. And these barn owls, which had quite big wingspans, would come down. You could see them. They pick up mice and stuff off the ground.
Little small dogs.
I saw them pick a cat up off the ground, like no problem. I mean, killed the cat instantly. And I'm thinking, flying along, got a good grip, tears in half. How'd you like to have half a cat fall on your head?
Which half?
Either one. Would you prefer one rather than the other?
No.
Yeah, okay.
This next story, Bill Piper says, what, is Mexico just melting down or what?
Yes.
Is this basically, new?
October 6th. Well, that was the last time the guy was seen. It was October 6th.
Can we hear the story to decide?
22-year-old pizza delivery driver was found dead. The police did some investigating. They did find a suspect who admitted to beating and locking up the guy for 5 hours before killing him.
Because his pizza was more than 30 minutes late?
His pizza was 40 minutes late, yes.
Wow.
The victim tried to get away, and that was when they killed him.
Amazing. The victim tried to get away.
Because really? His pizza was 40 minutes late. They take pizza seriously in Mexico, apparently.
And usually, you go back later and, like, bomb where they cook the pizza. It's not usually the delivery guy's fault. It's usually the pizza wasn't ready. I'm not saying you should bomb the pizza place.
Comes down to the story of shooting the messenger.
Yep.
This story out of Bryn Y Coed Holywell in the UK.
Look.
Wait, Say the name again.
Don't ask.
Bryn Y Coed in Holywell.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's Welsh because I know I'm not pronouncing it right, and his last name is Lloyd. Gareth Lloyd, 49 years old, has been arrested. Apparently, it is a major crime there under the Telecommunications Act in the UK to make prank phone calls. And he bought an unregistered, you know, one of those cell phones that you pay as you go things.
Yeah.
You just get them off the shelf.
A throwaway phone.
Yeah, throwaway phone. He has purchased over the last few years several throwaway phones to make over 6,000 prank phone calls to strangers. And he would claim that his penis was stuck in a variety of household items. Things like jam jars and toasters.
See, I find that extremely funny. I would love to have recordings of all of those calls.
Just to see. He said it started out as a joke because he just wanted to see what people's reactions were.
The old pecker in the toaster routine, huh?
Yeah, but then he got addicted to doing it.
Is there a program for this?
PCA?
Prank Call Anonymous.
Prank Call Anonymous,
there were these guys that used to be on. I'm positive you could go on YouTube or somewhere and download these or listen to these, but these guys were called the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
And they would call. They used to do this one where they'd call up and they go, "You kick my dog. You kick my dog." And they're like, "I didn't do anything to your dog. You kick my dog. I'm coming to get you." And, you know, these people would be like, "What do you mean I kicked your dog? You kick my dog." You got to hear them. They're funny. I think they're funny.
I kick your ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he'd say. "I'm going to come and hurt you. Because you're kicking my dog."
We used to, many, many years ago, my ex and I, we lived in Downey, and we got a phone number that we quickly realized, although I didn't know it at first because I couldn't figure out what they were talking about, had once been owned by a drug dealer.
Oh.
Because we would get strange phone calls in the middle of the night.
"Can you kick me down some love on the cuff?"
People asking for things like what I thought were B-balls, but apparently maybe they were asking for 8-balls. I don't know. And then some irate woman called up and said, "I'm going to come in and kill you. I'll kill you." And said, "You still live up there?" And I'm like,
Yes.
So we actually called the police and told them what the guy's name was and said that we believed that he was in danger of being killed by this woman. I mean, it was a weird situation. But to this day, if you say, "I want my B-ball, bitch," Craig will crack up because that's what the woman kept screaming at me on the phone.
Next time I see him, I'm going to say that. I want my B-ball, bitch.
Yes, it was rather odd. Oh, and we brokered a drug deal at one point. Didn't know what we were doing, but oh, sure, yeah, I'll bring your keys up to the...
I'll bring your keys.
Yeah, somebody called up saying you got the keys, and we said, okay.
Wow. You know, you should have told the cops about that. They would have been loving to tap that phone for a while.
It didn't occur to us at the time.
Shelly?
What?
Do you know what a key is?
I do now. I didn't then.
Do you have my keys? That means multiple kilos. Yes.
We were just so sick of getting the prank phone calls, we were just agreeing to whatever they said. Okay.
How about all the times that you didn't know about where the girls called and said, "I'll give you a blowjob for a quarter"? Craig's pulling a bunch of change out of his pocket. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. In Middletown, Connecticut, 36-year-old Jennifer Wilcox crashed her car. She almost crashed into another vehicle, you know, doing ping pong there.
Pinball.
Pinball, yeah, that's it. She failed her field sobriety test. She blew a .17. And then after being questioned, she admitted to drinking a half a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Ooh.
Yuck.
You think she's an alcoholic?
Maybe.
It makes me gag a little, you know.
Yeah,
but it makes your breath smell good.
She said, "It was just there, so I drank it."
I'm guessing she was broke.
Possibly.
3 hours later, she was farting bubbles.
And actually, Donald sent that story in, and he also sent in a little thing that says, "We have one of those giant bottles of hand sanitizer at our Lano Club. Maybe that's not such a good idea."
That's true. Donald B?
Yes.
Shout. Donald.
In his little signature line, it says, 32.32 months clean, sober, and hand sanitizer free.
Nice. Kind of love our listeners.
Yep. And in Beaverton, Oregon.
Been there. Love the name of that town.
Yes. The police pulled over.
It's true, too.
Tons of beaver.
Oh, my God.
27-year-old Nicole Huey got pulled over on suspicion of driving while intoxicated, which she was. And then when she was arrested, they realized that she had a passenger that they didn't quite know what to do with because the passenger was a hamster. So they decided they were going to place the hamster in protective custody.
Come on.
It took three police officers to catch the hamster in the car. It did not want to get out of the car before they could detain the hamster and take it to a vet.
That's the kind of story that only comes out of Oregon.
Yeah, hamster placed in protective custody. I love that.
First time I got pulled over in
Oregon.
Was
it toothless with no claws?
It doesn't say.
First time I got pulled over in Oregon, I got pulled over in a city called Boring.
And it
Boring,
was?
Oregon, in Drain County. Think there's a lot to do around there? I don't think so.
We've got a Secret Service story. Aaron Francis Engler is, well, I guess he was a Secret Service agent. He's not so secret anymore.
How much drugs are involved in this?
Not a lot of drugs. Oh. A lot of booze. Okay. He was found passed out on the sidewalk in front of the hotel where the president had been staying.
Oh, my God.
Right after the president left, he was picked out of the gutter by Miami police.
Had a couple belts, huh?
Yeah, and he was not armed at the time of his arrest.
That's a stressful job.
But because he had gotten loaded the night before and ended up passed out in the gutter, missed the call to, I guess, protect the president the next day. So he's in a little bit of hot water.
Now,
he was charged with two misdemeanors, disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest.
Yeah, he won't be guarding the eagle anymore.
No. I would say
they're like
not.
The, what was the guy's first name?
Aaron Francis.
They're
Engler.
Like, the eagle has landed. Where the fuck is Aaron?
Yeah, really.
Where's the guy with the body armor that's supposed to take the bullet? Oh, he's passed out back there in the last city we were in.
There was one more story, but I can't find it now.
What?
That one.
How is that possible?
That one.
No, we just did that one.
No, that one.
No, we just did that one. We that did one. That one. That oh, one. Here it is. The ketchup in New Jersey.
The ketchup?
Yes. I don't know why people think this is a good idea. But apparently officials were called to a warehouse, a 7,000 square foot warehouse in Dover, New Jersey, when other people that rent from that same warehouse, rent space from that warehouse, complained about a noxious odor. It wasn't a dead body. It was thousands of bottles of exploded ketchup.
That's gross.
Because, you know, sugar in the ketchup will start to expand when it's exposed to heat.
I know.
It blows up. Well, they discovered
it
was a
microwave.
It was a fake ketchup factory.
A factory of fake ketchup?
Well, apparently they're still trying to figure out who these people were that were doing this. They were creating counterfeit Heinz ketchup. Apparently you get money for that.
There will be a Senate investigation on this.
Yes, because we had the...
Well, John Kerry will
have
an immediate investigation done.
Because they were putting it into plastic bottles of the Simply Heinz, which is their organic brand, which costs more. And I guess they were just going to sell it and try and make money. But why they left it there, I don't know.
It seems like a lot of bother.
It does.
Just go deal Coke for a week and make way more money.
Counterfeit ketchup seems like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
As a money-making operation.
Yeah, deal real Coke.
Yeah, go to Thailand and have them make you a bunch of Louis Vuitton purses.
Yeah, that'd probably be easier. That's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818 842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Shout out to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
Shelly doesn't like my Bela Lugosi impersonation.
Good evening. I want to talk your blood.
So, it's the Halloween show. Now,
happy Halloween.
Happy All Hallows Eve, is that what it is?
Yes, I'm not exactly sure how we could tell the difference because it's always scary in this studio.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. How about Halloween's back in the day? Did you just, like, get loaded all the time? Did you ever do any, like, weird pranky stuff when you were drunk or something back in the day?
No.
Mark?
Remember when those last Halloween people showed up, like, 30 minutes after you were done and you were getting loaded? All of a sudden somebody rings your doorbell?
Oh, my God. Somebody's at the door. I used to, let me tell you, we did not give out candy on when I was getting loaded that much. But when I was young, we had fire extinguishers, like the water ones that you could pump up full of water.
Uh-huh.
And we would, my friend's van, we would drive down the street, and we would stop, we'd open up the side of the van, and we just let people have it with the fire extinguisher.
It's just rude. Sometimes people work for a long time on their costumes, and you're out there drenching them.
How pranky of you.
Yeah.
That's just rude. Did you even say trick or treat first?
Yeah, here's your trick. Splash.
You're mean.
I couldn't help it. Now,
I had a dealer used to give out a line and he showed up at his house on Halloween.
Oh, dude, I'd have 11-5 costumes. I go back with a different costume every 10 minutes for 4.5 hours. Haven't I seen you before?
No.
Remember when you were a kid? We used to have a, because I grew up in this area here, and we would go down where all the apartment buildings were because you could get a ton of candy in a short amount of time. And this one lady used to give out full-size Hershey bars.
Yes.
That's like the... Now, Mark, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably
Like, you know, when your kids were young and they were trick-or-treating, you said, I've got to test your candy to make sure it's okay.
That's my story.
That's every parent's story.
It would, strangely enough, be the candy that the Mars company no longer makes. The Mars bar.
Mars bar. I knew you were going to say that.
Really? Now, what was in the Mars bar?
That was a fluffy...
Yeah. Chocolate-coated thing.
Chocolate-coated
had
thing with an almond on top.
Looked like tumor on the
was
top.
Was it like similar to like an Almond Joy then?
No.
No, because it didn't have coconut in it.
No. It had fluffy nougat.
I do not like the coconut.
Yeah, but it wasn't like nougat.
It wasn't like nougat, like chewy nougat. It was fluffy nougat.
It wasn't like the nougat in Snickers.
No, it was fluffy nougat. It was good.
How about it was sort of like a cross between nougat and marshmallow.
Yeah. How about you, Shelley?
What?
Favorite Halloween candy?
What?
I just threw out a guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I had a couple of like faves, but I really love Smarties and Sugar Babies.
Smarties?
Oh, Sugar Babies were always good.
I love Sugar Babies.
Yeah.
But
I thought for sure you would have said Reese's.
No, I mean, I like Reese's because I have like, there's different kinds of candy. There's your favorite Halloween candy because it's something you only get for free once a year. And then there's the regular candy that you buy like all the time. Like, okay. I would never go and buy a bag of Mary Janes, but I loved getting them on Halloween.
I don't even know what a Mary Jane is.
It's like a peanut buttery toffee thingy. No.
You get a bag of weed?
No,
I love those guys.
A peanut buttery toffee kind of candy.
Hmm. I was a chocolate guy. Like, mini Hershey bars, mini Hershey bars.
Yeah, I loved the chocolate thing. But, oh, $100,000 bars. I love those.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever notice how you buy candy to give out to people and you buy the candy you really like?
Yes.
So that when you have some left over, you can just eat it.
Yeah.
Or and if it looks like there's not going to be any left over, you just turn off all the lights and pretend you're not home.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
See, I remember when I was a kid, we had a guy who lived on the next block who owned a small circus. So he would always set up a haunted house, and he'd have the cotton candy machine out front.
Nice.
And they'd be rolling cotton candy.
That's awesome.
All night long.
We had a guy for a long time, right just a couple doors down from us, and he didn't make like a big haunted house, but they did a thing in their driveway, and he constructed it, like 2x4 construction, had a couple little rooms in the driveway, and they'd have those chainsaws with no chain on them.
Mm-hmm.
They come flying out with the chainsaw running. You could hear kids screaming running down
That's
the street.
Awesome.
From
I don't want the candy. Go away.
Now, I used to do haunted houses at my house every year, and it would be like just the living room, and what we'd do is we'd have something set up out in front, and one year I found this old, one of those old school TVs where it was like the wooden case TV, like that
console
your grandmother
TV.
Had, yeah. A console TV. And I took a sledge and I broke a hole in the front of it, and I made this dummy with his head through the front, and I had this little light that was from an aquarium that we took out of the aquarium because the light would go bip, 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 and it would only light sometimes. And so when I stuck it in there and ran it off a 9-volt battery, it would spark. It would spark. And always I would be dressed up in some dummy outfit. And I would always sit in such a way that it looked like I for sure was a dummy. And, you know, I'd be all contorted up.
I've seen you do that in meetings before.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yes,
and then you'd see the kids come in to get candy, and we'd put a bowl at the end, you know, with a thing that says, here's the candy. And they'd go in to get it, and, of course, I would come alive then. I had a girl kicked me right in the nuts once.
Just, I would too.
I came up off the thing and she just freaked. It just kicked me. I'm like, oh.
You know, I mean, I think back when I was a kid, all the stuff you used to get, the guy doing the cotton candy like I mentioned, the old lady who lived down the street who made fresh powdered sugar donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And we would eat them because they were really good until that one year where all of a sudden you weren't, mom and dad said you weren't allowed to eat the stuff people made anymore.
Right. Doesn't that suck?
Nothing that's unwrapped. Yeah. And my mother took it a little bit far. We weren't allowed to eat any of our candy until we got home, and she could inspect the candy because she had to look for the poison candy because there were bad people out there that wanted to poison us.
Thanks,
and she
Mom.
Would pull out all the poison candy. I mean, when I was a kid, I grew up thinking half the neighborhood wanted to kill me because, I mean,
and Mom just had a candy fix.
Yeah, well, I yes. thought that she was throwing this candy for years. Yeah. Thought, oh, well, Mom's really looking out for us, throwing away all that poison candy.
Mom, why are all the Reese's peanut butter cups poisoned?
One year.
Yes.
I went up on top of the fridge to get something. Because we
bunch of Halloween candy up there?
And I couldn't quite reach it, so I get the chair, and I go up there, and there's a bowl way in the back, and I pull the bowl out, and it's full of my freaking Halloween candy. I was like, Mom, I thought this was the poison candy. It's,
If you ever want to
that
see,
was when I got it.
Ever want to see something really funny, Jimmy Kimmel does it on a variety pack of things. Jimmy Kimmel, late night TV guy, does it on a variety pack of things. And you're supposed to like film your kids while you tell them something. Like they have a thing like you give them a Christmas present early and it's like a dirty sock. And, you know, and the kids get all pissed off. And they have this one where they go and film the kids and they go, I ate all your Halloween candy. And the kids are like, you should see their faces. They're like, you did what?
Yeah.
You did what? And the kids, they're like crying. There's just tears coming down. You did what? And then they have to tell them they're kidding. But it's pretty funny. It's on, of course, YouTube. Now, did you ever used to go to any of the big Halloween things? Like where we are, there's Knott's Berry Farm, which is an amusement park, and they do the Halloween haunt. And now most places do like these mazes and things. But at Knott's Berry Farm, they have the ghost town anyway. And, you know, they've got the fog machines everywhere, and people come sliding out on these things on their knees. It shoots sparks out, and they scare you. And I'm walking through there one time, and there's a lot of this smoke. And there had been this line for the one of the water attractions, and they used to have the chains in between these poles, and they had taken down the chains and had left the poles.
Oh.
And it's very foggy, and I'm walking along at a brisk pace, and that pole hit me right in the nuts. I mean, like, I hit it hard.
You have a lot of Halloween gonad stories.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I hit it hard. Hard enough that I had to go home. And they never even offered me a pass or anything to come back. I was pissed at Knott's Berry Farm for a long time after that.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever go to any like haunted mazes, anything
nope.
like that? Shelley loves those.
Nope. I won't go in them. I don't like them. I don't like Halloween. I'm a big Halloween Grinch.
How about you,
Mark? I haven't done them as an adult.
How about when you were younger?
I did a
campus
few.
Life? Do you remember campus life? Weirdest group. Total Christian group. And they're making like the scariest haunted houses ever. I'm like, all the Christians are putting demons and devils in places, and I always thought that was kind of weird.
Yep.
You don't remember those?
No.
I remember them. I just never went to them.
How about the A of your choices, Halloween dances or events that...
Are you going to try and tie this into recovery somehow?
I'm going to try to tie a little recovery
all
in.
All right. Woohoo. Somebody's going to try. Yeah.
I used to go... No.
Used to could?
Yeah, you used to could. They used to do one at Charter Oak for, like, alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And greatest costume I ever saw was an alligator. And this guy looked like an alligator. And everyone's talking to this guy. And later on he tells me, he goes, what a sucky costume. I go, why? He goes, dude, because you can't meet girls dressed as an alligator. Doesn't work so well.
Try to park yourself on their chest. Say you're a Lacoste.
Yeah.
I'll
be your suitcase.
I want to be your Izod.
Izod. Oh, my God. Shelly, mm-hmm. What would your final words on Happy Hallows Eve? Oh, Shelly.
What?
I was working in my lab late one night.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monsters, my lab began to rise. And suddenly... To my surprise,
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
We don't do it as well as...
No.
What was the guy's name? Bobby Diggley or Bobby...
Darren?
No. Bobby Darren. Yeah. I don't believe Bobby Darren did... Bobby Boris Pickett. So, Shelly, what would your final words on?
Weren't those our final words?
Yeah, we're there.
Those were our final words.
I don't know. I'm not much of a Halloween person, so it's actually technically it's a religious holiday. It's supposed to be, but I'm not exactly sure what it is, so.
All Hallows Eve?
Yeah, and then the next day is Saints Day, so.
Yeah. Around here we have Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
The day before?
Day of the Dead.
Don't they, like, burn down the city of Detroit every year?
No, that's the night after Halloween.
I thought
Demons
that was
night
after
or something.
The NBA playoffs or something like that.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that too.
No, it's like Demon. They call it Demons Night or something, the night after Halloween.
I thought it was the night before.
I don't know. I'm not a big Halloween person.
See, all the zombies missed out, because if you did Zombie Apocalypse on Halloween, you could take out a ton of people before anyone even realized what was going on.
Nobody'd run.
You know, you could do, yes, exactly. You could start it in a maze at, like, Universal Studios and kill everyone that went in there. Big line going in, no one coming out.
I think they'd notice pretty quick if nobody came out.
Well.
You'd think.
You usually come out on the other side of where the line going in is.
I don't know. It's not my favorite holiday ever, which is really weird because I totally love, like, vampire movies and I read a lot of, you know, supernatural chick lit and stuff like that. So you'd think that I would be into Halloween, but no, I'm just not so much.
So you're not going to dress up for Halloween this year?
When I do dress up, it's usually, my contribution usually consists of either, like, butterfly wings strapped to my back or a pail of dealy boppers. One or the other.
What?
Anything, dealy boppers, you know, those things, those little balls on sticks that you stick on your head. Anything that takes me, like, less than 2 seconds to put on my body, that's my costume. One year I did go to a work Halloween function as Ayn Rand, and nobody knew what I was, so I never did it.
What was your favorite Halloween costume of all time that you wore?
I was a witch for 3 years running. My mom made an awesome witch costume.
Okay. Bruce?
Pumpkin. When I was a little kid, my mom made me a pumpkin costume, and it really looked like a pumpkin, and everybody dug it. There's pictures of me in it somewhere. That's probably my all-time favorite. How about you?
My ex and I went to a Halloween party one time dressed as bunnies.
As bunnies?
She had a whole full bunny, fur bunny suit on head to toe, and I dressed as a Playboy bunny.
Did you F like rabbits?
Later.
Well, not during the party.
my parents used to totally get into, they used to have a Halloween party every year, and they would always go, they would think of their costumes for like 6 months. My two favorite years were the year that my dad went as Jerry Brown and my mom went as a Medfly. And and then there was the year that they went as Miss Prissy and Scarlett O'Hara, and my dad was Scarlett O'Hara and my mom was Miss Prissy, her entire body in blackface.
My mom and dad used to dress up a lot as well. My dad numerous times did the Gunga Din thing. Most people won't know what Gunga Din is, but my mom went as a punk rocker once, made it look like her nose was pierced and had chains hanging down. Oh, it was quite the thing. And she was like probably like, I don't know, 65 or 70, had blue-black hair and chains coming out of her nose.
You know what really sucks today? What? Stuff we used to wear for Halloween that was cool.
Yeah.
A lot of kids walk around looking like that every freaking day now.
Yeah.
Every day's Halloween.
Well, and now, it's like the Halloween costumes. Have you ever noticed that if anything exists in the world, someone will make a sexy version of that costume? There is a Big Bird costume online you can buy right now that's sexy Big Bird. And Sesame Street, the CTW, the Children's Television Network, is trying to get them to cease and desist with that.
I was going to make mention of that. Can we just admit now that Halloween costumes for chicks at Halloween time are simply so you can go out and look like a slut and it's okay and it's just your costume?
Yeah.
Because I have seen some rip-roaring sleaze outfits.
It's just the side of naked.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wore when I was a Playboy bunny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I don't really want to see you as a Playboy bunny.
I don't either. I'm trying to skitter away from that mental picture.
So, Mark, what were your final thoughts on? I'm sure you were. What were your thoughts on final thoughts on Halloween?
Eat lots of candy, kids.
My final thoughts?
Yes.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's not till I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace. See, I'd throw some recovery in there.
Mark already tried that.
I tried that. Didn't work.
Yeah, but mine was good. Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com. He's going to dress up as me for Halloween.
All right. You can go to recovery101.net, our site. You can scroll down. You can click the 12-Step Gazette link. Take you right to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get emailed to you. You can get the prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have an Alano Club or a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sit gather, contact Bruce and he'll send you out some hard copies of the 12-Step Gazette to strew about the place.
For free.
For free.
Shelley?
Yes?
So people are listening to the show.
Why? It's Halloween. Go get some candy.
Maybe they're listening to it after the Halloween candy is done.
Can I get you a little candy, baby?
That's
They're up late. It's 3 a.m. and they're all jacked up on milk duds.
Sugar. Smoke a little dope. That'll put you to sleep.
Don't do that. Go to recovery101.net and click on one of the shows. And then you'll see the like button. You can click on the like button. If you are already a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted. If you are not, you will have the opportunity to become a member. And you should, because it's free and it's fun. You can go back and click like on old shows and leave topics and comments and things like that on the shows. You can add us to playlists, because there's nothing better for Halloween than a playlist of Recovery 101 in the background.
Have this show playing all night on an endless loop.
You'll never get any kids to your door. That'll scare them all away.
These guys don't party.
You can friend us and get automatic updates of when we post the shows, and you should do it.
Absolutely. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack staff. That's right, the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
We should change that email address. The crack staff should be on iburnedupmylighter.com.
iburnedupmylighter@gmail.com. I'm going to see if that's available. That's awesome. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Happy Halloween.
And boo to you.
boo to you, too.
Booyah.
Booyah to you, yeah.